Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Welcome to day 1370. Mitch McConnell warned the White House not to strike a coronavirus relief deal before Election Day, suggesting that a vote on a stimulus package could interfere with the Senate's timetable for confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, which they're aiming to do by early next week. Earlier in the day, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was optimistic that a deal could be reached with the Trump administration in the coming days after the White House increased its offer to nearly $1.9 trillion, short of the $2.2 trillion legislation that House Democrats passed earlier this month. McConnell, however, told reporters that if a deal were reached and passed by the House with Trump's support, he would put it on the Senate floor, quote, at some point, end quote. The coronavirus, meanwhile, has caused roughly 299,000 more deaths in the United States than would have been expected during a typical year, two-thirds of which were directly related to COVID-19, and the rest included other causes. COVID-19 is now on track to be the third leading cause of mortality in the United States this year, behind heart disease and cancer. Meanwhile, the CDC issued new guidelines that all passengers and workers on planes, trains, buses, and other public transportation wear masks to control the spread of the virus. The recommendation falls short of the CDC's previously drafted order under the agency's quarantine powers, which would have required masks on all forms of public transportation, which transportation industry leaders and unions have wanted. The order was blocked by the White House. Moving on, the Supreme Court allowed Pennsylvania to count mail-in ballots that arrive up to 3 days after Election Day, rejecting a Republican request to stop the pandemic-related procedure approved by the state's highest court. The court tied in a 4-4 ruling, leaving the lower court ruling in place and signaling how it could deal with similar election-related litigation in other states. In debate news, the Commission on Presidential Debates announced that it will mute the microphones of both Trump and Biden, allowing each candidate to have 2 minutes of uninterrupted time at the beginning of each 15-minute segment during Thursday night's debate. After 2 minutes, the mics will then be on for interruptions, which the commission called, quote, open discussion, end quote. The 90-minute debate will be divided into 6 15-minute segments. Back in D.C., the Justice Department argued that Trump's denial of a rape allegation was an official presidential act, and he should not be sued personally because he, quote, addressed matters relating to his fitness for office as part of an official White House response to press inquiries, end quote. E. Jean Carroll sued Trump for defamation after he denied sexually assaulting her in the 1990s. On September 8th, however, the Justice Department and Attorney General William Barr intervened in the case on Trump's behalf to transfer the lawsuit from state court to a federal district court, substituting the federal government for Trump as the defendant. And finally, Trump told his White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that he didn't mean it literally when he tweeted that he had, quote, fully authorized the total declassification, end quote, of documents related to the Russia investigation and Hillary Clinton's emails. Quote, the president indicated to me that his statements on Twitter were not self-executing declassification orders and do not require the declassification or release of any particular documents, Meadows said in a sworn court statement. The statement comes after a judge asked why the Trump tweets appeared to be in direct opposition to the White House's position to not declassify the records about Russia. And in the polls, ABC News says 49% of North Carolina likely voters support Biden, while 48% say they favor Trump. The gap is within the survey's margin of error, which is plus or minus 4.5 percentage points. And Gallup says 51% of Americans support Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court, while 46% of adults do not want Barrett to be seated, and 3% say they don't have an opinion on her nomination. The Senate will vote to confirm Barrett on Monday, October 26th. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.